opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. This episode is called Voila. 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 I think I just like saying it. Shit. I do. I like saying it because I'm thinking, voila. You know, and what happens is that it's magical. It's just magical. It's a magical word. It's a word that not only speaks magic to me, but it's a word that also says it's different. It's something different. Like, you know, it presented as one thing and then it turns out to be another. You know, voila. It's like that's the way the new season comes in. You know, voila, it's spring. Voila, we're about to step from the fall to the winter, you know, or we're going to go into a harvest season, into another season. It's just, I just like the word voila. So without further ado, what was I talking about with voila? Again, yes, talking about magic, the magic and the sparks that you feel after you took that whole pretty bitches swipe left and you swiped right and y'all had that first little sparky ass conversation. And, you know, he's like, don't be catfishing me. Just want to send me a picture so I can make sure that it's really you. And you see that it's really you. And he's excited like, oh, shit, I'm a wifer. You know, it's just be like immediate bullshit. It just, it's magical. It's a magical ass moment. When you do that first FaceTime or that first meet and greet and you had a great time on the date and everything is looking up. You're like, look, I can delete my profile and shit. I'm going to delete the whole page, the site, take all my pictures off. I'm done because this motherfucker is it. Voila. Voila. Then I be damned. 2 days and two bams on in. Or you can go 2 months in. Boom. This motherfucker here. I have to say it the way I know how to say the word. This a night here. Just. Voila. He fought in his sleep. His morning breath just lit my damn eyelashes on fire. Yeah. He can't go more than one round. And he over there sleep like he did something. Boy, if you don't get your shit and leave. He talking about, he don't know if he can really provide and help financially because he got a lot of bills and still he laying on his problems all on thick and telling me, you know, we trying to get to know each other. Okay, we trying to get to know each other, but now you telling me all your shit that I don't want to hear. You know, I gotta take care of my kids and I got all these bills and I'm trying to start me another business. My baby mama got me paying her half my check on child support. Ooh, voila, voila. That's a lot. Well, see, what I had told you was my mama lived with me. That's really my house. So I just gave her the master bedroom because it was easier for her to get in and out of. And so I just sleep in the back. But you can still come through. I mean, my mama don't be tripping. Ooh, voila, voila. Just no, baby, no. You know, he doesn't even, he's talking about all this. Y'all having this great financial conversation. You know, he was like, yeah, I work in investments. I do all of this and that. I'm a sound ass individual. And their portfolio, it looks like shit. Like, that can't be real. You thought I was a complete idiot because I'm pretty. Oh, voila, voila. And now you're going into this, it's just different. The whole scenario is different than what it originated and how it started. And now what I see is you ain't shit. You ain't even who the hell I thought you was. You ain't even got the bag. Shit, the bag you got is heavy as fuck. And I ain't helping you carry it. What the fuck is in that bag? That baby mama drama. Broke as hell. Low ass credit score. My car broke down and I ain't got it fixed. What the fuck is in that bag? All that bag, and then you, I really need a woman like you in my life. You want my ass to come help you carry that fucking bag. You sorry piece of shit. I am built to receive. Let's get this straight, fellas. Women are designed to receive. That's why we have coochies. That's why you had that thing on the outside. We're built to receive, not to give. We give because we're always giving. That's our nature. But to give in that regard, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I hear too many motherfuckers say, oh, you just got to find somebody who will help you unpack the bag. I don't want you to unpack that shit at my house. Unpack that bag at your goddamn house. I'm not helping you unpack that shit on me. Fuck that. It's not on me. I didn't do it. I didn't help you make them problems. It's not on me. I'm not a baggage handler. I do not work for the airlines. I am not a valet. I am not a baggage handler. I'm not going to help you unload your fucking bags on me. Voila, voila. It's different. Oh, but you told me you were supportive and you looking for a nigga that you can be his back and you was a ride or die. Bitch, you are not a ride or die situation. Do you understand the difference between a ride or die situation and this bullshit that you gave me? You got a whole bag. And I like, yeah, I like securing the bag, but I don't want no parts of that heavy ass bag. Then you got bullshit in that bag. It ain't even like it's full of dope. Hello. Dope sells itself. It's just different. You know, it's like we kicked it all summer, you know, and then here it is getting cold. And you know, we got to dress differently. We got to be differently. And you want to be up under me and I'm not used to you. Because during the summer, you know, you stayed at your spot. I stayed at mine. Now it's winter. You want to cuddle. You want to lay up. You want to be up. You want to fuck up. Winter seasons test people. Your winter season will test you. You can go through the best of times through most of the year, but the winter season will test you. Think about it. During the winter, when it's the holidays, holidays are testing in emotional, financial, spiritual. Everything is going on with these holidays because we as human beings, we as Americans and all of that, we put so much emphasis in this bullshit. You know, we put too much emphasis in trying to make other motherfuckers happy. And you really can't make nobody else happy. You just need to focus on being happy your damn self. But we put too much emphasis on that. So believe it or not, the winter, when it comes around, it'll test you. The winter seasons test you to see if you're going to make it. Do I have what it takes to push and help you make it? I can't do the winter seasons with you no more. I can't do the holidays with you no more. You know, like, damn, what's really going on? Oh, shorty acting funny. Oh, shorty acting different. No, no, no. The winter seasons, because, you know, I don't know how many of y'all really get into this, but right now we're going through this Mercury retrograde and the Scorpio is leading the pack and Scorpio got everybody tripping. Scorpio is just so sexy, so fine, so amazing. And Scorpio is so powerful, so mystical, you know. And Scorpio controls a lot of things with a big, strong sense of masculine energy. That's just what Scorpio has. You know, Scorpio is all about sex and is dominated by the penis and all these things about the scorpion. And the Scorpio is probably the only zodiac sign that's actually represented by three different species. You know, the scorpion is also represented by the eagle, and it's also represented by the phoenix. And these are all different phases of the scorpion, which don't get me started in that because, you know, when I get into my astrology, I think it's just amazing stuff. Plus, when I talk about Scorpio, I got all the love in the world for Scorpios. I don't give a damn. You could be a raggedy-ass Scorpio, but you're a Scorpio, you might get a pound. Hey, Scorpios. And mine is coming up. Yeah. So anyway, much love to the Scorpios. But anyway, we're in this Mercury and Mars retrograde ruled by the planet Pluto. And so shit is happening. People will have relationships that are ending. You got people who have relationships that are starting. You got people who are depressed and sad and they're trying to figure out what's going on. You got the things that are happening. It's cold because of this damn moon out here too. You know, and so you got folks that say, damn, I can't sleep. Damn, these exes keep coming back and calling and sits like that. They coming to fuck with you. They don't want you. They coming to fuck with you. But I'm just, you know, just telling you all the shit that's going on right now in retrospect to that. And then you got, it's a tough season. It's just a fucking tough ass season. And it's not for the faint at heart. It's not for the weak. It's not for somebody who don't know what they want. They think, oh, I want you because we laughed together. We had a good conversation. Take your shallow ass on and catch me in the spring because you can't handle my winter. You're not tough enough. You're not tough enough for my mouth, for one. You're not tough enough for all the other shit that I bring, you know. So it's a tough season. You know, the voila and the whole sexy bitches, pretty bitches, swipe left, get you into this whole mindset at, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was. You may have thought it was love, but it's different. It's really infatuation. It's really just, I was really infatuated. I enjoyed you. You know, here's the healthy way to break the situation. Here's a healthy breakup. Let me tell you, nothing like a healthy, respectful way to break up. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed you, and I want to thank you for everything that you've done for me. I thank you for the time that you spent on me, you know, but this is not no longer serving me. And to be a good steward of your energy and your time, I'm going to move the fuck on, okay? I'm going to go find somebody that I'm digging that wants to dig me or, you know, whatever. Or they come at you with this, I need to go find myself. I need to go reach deeper into myself. I'm trying to be a better person. And we just need to take a break at this time till I can grow and come back, you know, because I'm going to come back and waste your time. I'm probably going to do it, you know, because you're going to allow me to do it. This is the kind of shit that's going, voila, voila. This is the last stages of these fucked up dating that you jump into because this motherfucker was a swipe left, swipe right, whatever the fuck it was. And it was never for you. It was something that felt good at the moment. If I'm making any damn sense about this date situation. When you get to this phase of stuck, trying to see if that's a real valid ass emotion, or I really hate this motherfucker, or, you know, I'm too mature to go out there and bust his tires, but I just, you know, I'm just feeling some type of way, this kind of stuck, icky feeling. And you're like, damn, is this nigga stalking me? I know I didn't just see him on my street. What the hell just happened? Voila. It's the last phase. It's the last phase of how you get out of this shit. It's just not what you thought it was. It's different. You pull the damn sheet back and that ain't the same penis he sent you on the picture. It's different. You pull back layers and you start to get to know him and you're like, damn, I thought he was so nice. He was so respectful and holding doors. And motherfucker held that door and let it slam back on your ass. Bam! And now your shoulder hurt. Yeah, it's happened. He just ain't who you thought he was. Mama ain't raised his ass worth a damn. He probably still go over there on Sundays. Instead of having Big Mama's meal, he over there having titty milk. Yeah, yeah, well, it happens to the best of us. No, it does not. Cut that shit out. Quit allowing that shit. Take your time. If you swiping right, get to know that motherfucker. And don't be afraid to swipe left. Don't. Pretty bitches swipe left. We swipe left. Because we can't handle too much of this voila shit on a regular. We swipe left. Swipe left, you know, go through that motherfucker and say, he missing this, he missing that. Because you can have what you want. You can have what you want. And if you don't and you settle for less than what you want, you ain't going to be happy anyway. And you're going to wish you had swiped left. So look, swipe left. We pretty bitches swipe left. If it ain't about shit, we swipe left. He ain't talking about shit, we swipe left. He ain't got what you need, swipe left. He got baby mama issues, swipe left. He can't afford to take you to dinner places that you can take yourself, swipe left. Swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. Voila. And that's what Tanisha said.
Yo, I told you was going to be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio app. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Get them, Tanisha.